Dany County VOE back in session. Jerry Moore is absent today, but we do have a quorum with Mr. Baker and I. So we'll proceed. We have some in-persons and we have some represented by counsel. Ms. Budd, how many do you have? If it's all right with you.
They should go pretty easily, though.
Okay.
The majority of them. There's a few that I do want to discuss.
Sure.
But
if it's all right with you, Mr. Davis has been here on several other days, so he already knows kind of how we're going to go on these. So if it's all right with you, I'd like to take his up, and then since he's here in person, and then I'll take you up, and then we'll get to our teleconferences.
Great. And I think you have one of our owners that you're supposed to be calling at 1.
Okay. And when you say are you doing property management and that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, we just manage his property.
Gotcha.
That's all. But we were going to handle it, but he's going to do it on the phone.
All right. I'll give him a call, but let me get through Tim's here first, if that's all right. Tim, who would you like to take up first?
I think the first one on the list is Robert and Rebecca Barrett, B-A-R-R-A.
TT.
That's BOE 276.
That's correct.
And are they a single owner out of town?
That's right. Robert and Rebecca live in Billings. They own one property in Taney County, which they use as a nightly rental. It's located at 109 Chateau Mountain. And we're asking for the 75-25 split. And then, Susan, I think you may have, the ones in Chateau Mountain, you may have more recently reduced back down some of the valuation on that. Do you know the most current value you have on that house?
Let me look. It looks like in 2023, we've got them at 369,435. What do you got them at?
Was this one of the ones you met with a developer and that was reduced?
Yeah, everything that you see, Chateau Mountain, Chateau Cove, if it says Chateau in it, it's in Branson Cove. Those have all been taken down.
All right, and that was across the board you did that?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that 369 sufficient, or do you know?
Mm-hmm. It's sufficient.
Okay. So we don't, on this appeal, just so I know, and Greg, I don't know if you can help me with this by opening these up while I'm doing this, but I just need to know if they've checked more than one box. I need to make sure we rule on whatever they've appealed. So that's the main thing I want to.
It's the only property I see on
276.
Here.
Okay, it's the only one, but
they live in Republic.
On their form, did they check?
They checked value.
Did they check value,
yeah,
or did they check just classification? I mean, they've got them all. Okay. All right. I would make. Does the assessor want to say anything on these? Okay.
No.
With respect to BOE 276, I would make a motion that we deny a change in valuation or deny discrimination, but that we classify this as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion. Aye. Motion passes. What's the next one you got, Tim? Is it Frank?
Frank and Lisa Long have two houses in Taney County.
Okay. Are they non-residents as well?
Yes. They live in Kearney, Missouri.
All right. I am assuming that the BOE 277 that's valued at 665 is the one that they are going to elect.
Yes.
Okay. And was this form filled out by you or was this form filled out by them? Do you know what they checked here?
It was filled out by them.
Okay. It might be easier if you could just bring it up on the board as to their form that they appealed. I just want to make sure what they checked. They just checked classification, at least on that one. Is that BOE 277, or which one is that? 028. Yeah, that's 277. That's classification only. And then 278, can you pull up that one? It's also just classification. All right. All right. On BOE 277, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. Have a second?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. On BOE 278, I assume they received a commercial notification.
Yes.
100% commercial. I would make a motion to deny.
Second.
So second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. BOE 202.
Oh, my next one's 279.
Yeah, I don't know why that's out of order, but that's fine. Just a second.
These were people you moved from another day. You're on page one and page two for bullets.
279 is on the next to the last. No.
Onsted.
Fourth.
Yeah, that's right, David, on the Onsted proper. O-N-S-T-A-D.
It looks like they have one, two.
They've got two.
One, two. Okay. Same situation.
Yep. So David Onsted lives in Jonesboro, Arkansas, but he's got two properties here, one on Lakeshore Drive, one on Chateau Mountain North. That he uses both of them as nightly rentals.
Okay. For BOE 279 and 80, it's got discrimination and classification, and that is for 065.
There's one of these, there's two different numbers on the Onsted. I show three. Let's see, they got. Is that a garage? There's one for 20. It's on 165 Chateau Mountain. Might be a garage with it or something.
Got another property, do we?
If I can address. It's a storage facility or an overflow garage on that property.
Okay. On BOE 280, can you pull up the appeal form? Thank you. And again, Tim, your request would be on 279 for the mixed use.
Yes, please.
And 280. Okay. All right. I would make a motion on BOE 279 that we deny a discrimination claim and that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. On BOE 280, I would make a motion that we deny discrimination claim and change in classification.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. What's the next one you have, Tim?
284. So 284 and 285. These so 284 and 285. 284 is Rosemead Partners, owned by Molly Ledger, at 190 Chateau Cove, and then right next door, Broadsheet Partners, also owned by Molly Ledger, at 200 Chateau Hilltop. So they're close by.
Okay. I'm assuming, okay, so we have a joint.
Molly lives in Springfield, and these are her two nightly rentals in Branson.
Gotcha. What was the name again?
One's called Rosemead Partners, LLC.
Well, I mean the owner of the LLC.
Molly Ledger, LEDGER. Okay.
Properties. Are there any other properties owned by Ledger?
I'd have to look. Hang on a second. Take me a second here. Sorry.
Sorry. We don't have Jerry here today.
She's fast.
Assuming these are the only two, Tim, I assume 284 is the one she would like to have mixed use.
Yeah, I think that's the more expensive one.
And both of these, 284, 285, are just classification appeals?
Yes.
Looks like there's three so far. Hang on a second. Let me... East Battlefield. Now, just it says number 348, so there's just two with that number.
I'm sorry?
It says there's just two at 2733.
No, I was just trying to find out if Ms. Ledger owned any other property here.
Just two that I can
just
find.
Just the two? Okay. No. All right. As to BOE 248, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 75% residential, 25% commercial.
Oh, David, it was BOE 284. You transposed the 4 and the 8.
Oh, I'm sorry, 284. BOE 284.
I'll second that.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. As to BOE 285, I'll make a motion to deny change in classification.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Should we add to that the reason, part of the reason is common ownership? We got two different LLCs.
Yeah, it's common ownership.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean... But that's fine. Yeah, I'm fine with that addition to my motion. I mean, it's smart for liability purposes to do the LLC. I understand. So. Okay, Tim, what's your next one?
Next one is 288 Athos Du Nellis. Athos lives in New Jersey, and he's got one nightly rental in Taney County in Branson Cove.
Do you have anything else under that name at all?
No, I just have one.
Okay. And can we look at BOE 288 to see what boxes they checked? Classification only. As to BOE 288, I would make a motion that we classify as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.